To every disadvantage, there is a corresponding advantage. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byrley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. To every disadvantage, there is a corresponding advantage. What does that mean? To every disadvantage, there is a corresponding advantage. We should say, to every advantage, there is a corresponding disadvantage. Well, no, really. We want to end up with the advantage rather than the disadvantage. I've been dealing with a lot of people recently on the phone who have been telling me about their problems. They have been telling me how great and how noble and how wonderful and how fantastic their problems are. And I think to myself, well, bully for you. And I say, as far as I'm concerned, your problem is an illusion and your solution is an illusion. And I'm for the, giving the solution all the credit, all the power, all the interest, all the empowerment. Now, if I'm going to listen to you tell me your problems, I cannot be spending time thinking about your solutions. Well, if you know the problem, then you can think of all sorts of solutions. Hey, there's only one solution. If you got a problem, you don't want it anymore. You want its advantage, not its disadvantage. The disadvantage of a problem is that you're not healthy. The advantage of the problem is that you're healthy. If you move from the disadvantage to the advantage. Now, how do you have a healthy body? I was telling several people today, as I was talking to them about healing, how healing really takes a lot of guts. It really takes a lot of guts to go contrary to the appearances and speak about the truth. As I mentioned, Irene from down in the Imperial Valley, she was all shriveled up with cancer and ready to die. And I talked to her and told her she had the right to die or live, whichever she wanted. She didn't know she had that right. And so I said, well, then why don't you call the doctor in and tell the doctor it was a misdiagnosis and that you're whole and perfect and there's nothing wrong with you, even though you look like death warmed over, you know. And she says, but what if I die? People will laugh at me. I said, who cares? If you live, you'll laugh. And that's what you want to do. She said, you're right. So she called in the doctor, and the doctor gave her the right of her last request and told the family that it was a misdiagnosis and that she was really whole and perfect. And the family was delighted and thrilled and happy and was very up in the air about it, saying, how wonderful, how wonderful, how wonderful. And in the process, in a couple of weeks, she was eating and putting on weight. A couple of months, she was out of the hospital. And in a few more months, she was playing tennis. Now, for a 77-year-old lady to make a comeback like that from a shriveled up body took a lot of guts. She had to concentrate on the advantages of being healthy, contrary to the disadvantages. Now, she had a problem that made her have the problem in the first place. And she told me about the problem. I knew about it. And I told her, hey, to hell with it. You're not going to live or die because somebody is not being nice in your world. You're not going to live or die because somebody else has a problem, that they're not getting along with themselves or others. You are going to do your job. And then when you're back on your feet, whole and perfect, and even before, you'll be thinking of that person and saying, everything is in divine order. Everything is in divine order in your life. Ha, 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 ha. I'm messing you up. I'm putting everything in divine order. Everything in divine order. Whatever that nonsense was that you were going through, poof, it's gone. Everything's in divine order. Everything's in divine order. And she did that. And it worked for her. But first, she spoke her word that she was whole and perfect. And being whole and perfect, she put that cause in motion, and she demonstrated that. Now, if we're going to concentrate on the disadvantages, we have lots of disadvantages to concentrate on in our life. If we're going to concentrate on the advantages, we have lots of advantages to concentrate on. Now, did you get up this morning feeling good? Great. Did you brush your teeth this morning? Great. Some people don't even have teeth to brush. You know? And we know some of those people, you know? And they were on drugs and they lost all their teeth. What a silly thing to do. And some little old ladies, they went lost all their teeth and then they started growing them back. Yes, they did. Now, you say, what silliness. Okay, you go ahead. call anything silly because it's nice, and you won't experience that, that's for sure. So start calling things nice, and to call these silly things that you... It, wouldn't it be wonderful if your body were whole and perfect? Wouldn't that be wonderful?
It is.
Wouldn't it be wonderful? Yes, it would be wonderful. It would be wonderful to have my body whole and perfect. Well, then that let's put that silliness into motion. And we put it in motion by saying my body is whole and perfect. My body is whole and perfect. Not will be. Forget that will be. I was doing a thesis today, and in the thesis, there was a couple dozen will be's, and I took them all away, and I said is. And people say, my gosh, you go through my thesis and it doesn't look like me anymore. Well, if the other one looked like you, I wouldn't be very interested in knowing you. I wouldn't get much pleasure out of being in your presence if, with all the negatives you had. But with all the positives you have, oh, that's the kind of person I like to be with, the kind of person I like to be around. And as I have said in many lectures here, I tell the family on campus to answer the question with yes or no, and to do these things, and to take care of these things. And what do? They don't answer with the yes and no. They answer with everything else. Now here we have three geniuses sitting with me, and they create the telephone ringing just at the time we're having our talk. Now, the telephone didn't ring before, and it probably won't ring after, but just during the talk, because that's the exciting thing of it. Now, who was that?
Telemarketing.
That was telemarketing. Mm-hmm. Now, why did we create telemarketing calling us at just that time? Because we are not master of our phone. We are not master of our consciousness. Now, do you want to be master of your consciousness?
Yes.
And your phone? Then, my phone, this is not the thing to say, this is the disadvantage. My phone's off limits to telemarketers. When a telemarketer is looking for numbers, he goes right over mine, doesn't even pay any attention to it.
I'm invisible.
You're invisible for telemarketers. Now, we talked with the Stalder boys, and they were in Switzerland, and they were supposed to go into service. And they have a rotation of numbers. They look through names and just flip through them and pick up names at random and tell them that they're going to go into service. Well, the Stalder boys wanted to be over here, and they didn't want to be in service at that time. They are not against the service. It's just that they didn't want to be called when they were over here. So they said, what can they do? And I said, well, you're invisible. Just recognize that you're invisible. They won't even notice your name as they're going through their list. They won't even notice it. And they didn't. Either one of them. They didn't notice it. Now, did we do that? By putting the cause in motion? We certainly did. Did they believe it? It was too impossible to believe. That was just chance. You know what chance is? Yeah. You see, and if you don't start believing that you are the creator of miracles, you never will be. You will be always on the disadvantage side of the coin instead of the advantage side of the coin. So let's put ourselves on the advantage side of the coin and start thinking all things in the advantage way. Positive. First person, present tense. Think of it now. Think of it in its beautiful way and live it and experience it and enjoy it. But if you don't, nobody cares. Nobody cares one little bit if you're living a lousy life, because everybody knows we create our own life. And that if somebody's living a lousy life, they created it. We have one of our students. She's working in counseling, and she's working in another man's counseling business, so she still has residue from his clients. And the clients come in, and they say, I'm sick. What caused it? Was that my heredity? Was that karma that caused it? What brought these things into being? And so then she's got to, she thinks, talk to them about karma, and talk to them about past experiences in life and things like that, and pretty soon they're talking about all this negative stuff rather than the positive stuff. And I think that Jesus is okay, and he said, it is done unto us according to our belief. Now, if we don't believe this famous philosopher, psychologist, master, fantastic guy, I mean, who else you got to believe in? So, it is done unto us according to our belief. So let's clear up our beliefs. Let's straighten up our thoughts. To every advantage, there's a disadvantage. And to every disadvantage, there's a corresponding advantage. So let's leave the disadvantages alone and talk about the advantages. That's all that matters, and that's all that we want in our life. So have a lovely evening, and know that my love and blessings are around you at all times, and I see you living your life as the most advantaged being on the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. I love you. I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Love you.